Kevin. Kevin, you are just ridiculously stupid.
Welcome. Is this Kevin? Welcome
back. Oh, yeah, man, how you doing? You good?
I know you like that. I know you like that.
How long you been back, man?
We're back. We got the Islanders on here, and the Panthers just put the biscuit in the basket. Down 3-1, the Islanders are. 17 minutes left in the third, so I'm sure Frankie Borelli is putting his head in the oven right now. What's the matter, Casey?
I'm beefing with the microphone again.
The microphone's winning. Microphone is undefeated against you, like 1,000-0.
Honestly, it feels kind of good that I'm beefing with the microphone because I haven't in a long time. That means we're back. But I don't know who sits here for the yak. But that's who I should actually be beefing
with.
Look at this fucking
thing. It could potentially be about 11 people. There's like 11 different choices on the act.
People
there's
don't
so
even
many
have
people
seats.
On the show.
Like, there's so many people. But like, what is this that's happening in front of me right now?
Well, just shut up and talk.
I am.
You know,
I
like
am.
Shut up and dribble. Just shut up and talk.
Yeah, that's fair. Nobody cares about my microphone issues but me.
We got the rocket?
No. So serious.
Issues everywhere.
You're messing with me. It keeps changing his connection. And
you know what the thing is? The people need the rocket. They want the rocket, Zah. They need their fix.
We're trying.
Out there in the launching pad, who fucking knows what he's
up
to?
Maybe he lost power or something.
Dikembe Mutombo does not have power for
still?
The next 4 days.
What?
3 to 4 days is the diagnosis, if you will, for he's north of the wall and they lost power because of this storm. And he said 3 to 4 days.
What?
I mean, that is literally not an option in the year 2020.
It's not an option.
I'd be going to a hotel. Yeah. I'd be going to a family member's house. I would not, especially he goes, do you know how hard it is to tell a 5-year-old that they can't play video games because there's no electricity? That's a concept that like kids, you know, young kids are never going to get that there's no electricity. Like, I mean, even, you know, growing up, like, sometimes we'd have internet. Sometimes we wouldn't. Sometimes, hey, you can't go on the internet right now because your parents are on the phone. Like, these are things that the younger generation just, that's not even a thing. It's just a constant power and internet are just things that they are used to. And now he's got to tell his 5-year-old, sorry, you can't play games. What is he going to do for the next 4 days?
I mean, I just by myself would want to jump off a bridge without power. I mean, that means no air conditioning and everything.
Nothing.
So it's hot outside.
He was in his car last night to do the Mets post game because he plugged the phone into the, like, the USB in there, and that's the only way he can get some juice.
So they're just going to stay?
No
shot I'd stay.
No chance.
My air conditioning.
He's got the wife and 2 kids, so it's not exactly easy to just pack up and go. If it was just you'd be like, I don't know, just go find some dude to bang him and go sleep in his apartment. But Clem can't do that with the whole clan. But almost then the opposite, all the more reason to figure out a way. Like, if you were by yourself, it's easy to go, but it might also be easy to be like, I don't know, I'm just going to read it or like hang out for a couple days, whatever. When you have kids and shit, you got to kill time. I mean, if I didn't have the iPads, if I didn't have TV and music, like all that shit, I mean, I don't know. I have no clue how people raised kids in, you know, the olden days.
Well,
or even just like in the 90s and 80s.
They
I guess just go.
Yeah, just
like,
go.
Just go climb
leave.
A tree, break your bones.
I've seen Stranger
care.
Things. I know how the 80s
right, just
work,
go ride your bike, all that shit. But I mean, I'm pretty good about it. Like, I don't want my kids to turn into like zombies. So I'll be like, no, put the iPad down. Like, let's play like hide and seek. Let's play a game or whatever. But at the end of the day, like when it comes time to like, when we're at the finish line, I'm like, quiet time. Everyone go to your room with your iPads and like play games. Shay dances to songs. Keegan just watches Lord knows what. I'm not like, it's about survival, you know, especially when you're alone.
I can't imagine.
When you're a single parent and you got multiple kids, it's just like, whatever it takes to get to bedtime.
Yeah, there's no chance that I would be able to do that with one other person even. Like, if I had to like keep them entertained, let alone like a child, let alone
yourself,
two.
You got to keep your wife happy and then you have 2 kids.
Yeah.
One very young, one who's almost the worst age. She's 5, so she's like old enough to be aware and to hey, where is my shit that I usually play with? You know, you can't just distract. I mean, that's got to be a catastrophe.
I mean, my air conditioning went out last summer when we had that heat wave blackout, and I still had power. I stayed in my apartment for a grand total of 1 night until it was fixed. I was like, absolutely not.
You know what's funny?
Like, I'm leaving.
When you were growing up, you're a couple years younger than me, but we're basically the same. But did you ever have... Like, I remember no air conditioner. Like, I remember going to, it's not an option.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely not.
Like, I remember going to my, my family's, my uncle and uncle had a Jersey Shore house that just didn't have AC. And I remember going there and, like, you know, just sweating it out. My grandpa up in fucking Meadville, Pennsylvania, he just didn't have air conditioning. So we went to visit. You know, I would just stare at the ceiling and sweat my dick off all night. And now it just seems like it's – maybe it's just because I'm getting bougie. Maybe it's because I'm spoiled. Probably, yeah. But, like, are there people out there who just still kind of do, like, the no AC thing?
Because
that's insane.
The first time I ever experienced a no air conditioning house was when I moved to the East Coast and went to my friend's Cape house. Mm-hmm. And, like, she didn't have
A lot of, like, I mean, I guess it makes sense to have,
like, an older house on Cape Cod, maybe. Like, and I mean,
I'm not saying you need, like, central air, but you gotta get the wall units. You gotta get the window units.
No, but I mean, in Texas, I mean, it's like 100 degrees for like 3 straight months. You have to have air conditioning in Texas.
That's what's funny is, like, you go to, like, the places like South Florida or Texas where it's hot, but you'll almost always be more comfortable because places have to. Don't they, like, legally have to have air conditioning?
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, like,
I mean, it never even crossed my mind that places wouldn't have air conditioning year round until I moved to the East Coast.
Well, I mean, I think air conditioning is the most important invention of all time.
More than the internet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I can get behind that.
Because, like, there was a time where, you know, there was no internet. The internet's kind of like a luxury, and you can make the argument that air conditioning is, but it's just feeling comfortable. Mm-hmm. I think is a must have.
I would way rather be freezing cold than super hot. So
definitely.
Yeah, like heat.
That's why,
like,
I turned on winter over, like, this heat wave that we've had in New York for like 2 straight weeks of like 95 plus. You know,
it's disgusting.
I don't get when it's like 0 degrees and a blizzard out, people are like, oh, we got to stay inside. Like, you know, like, get cozy, stay home. But when it's the summertime, people are like, you know, let's go to the beach. It's hot. Let's go to the pool. It's like, how about we just sit inside in the fucking air conditioner?
No, if you can get to a body of water, that's the difference.
When it's 95?
Yeah, you just sit in the pool. Yeah,
Because then the second you get out, you're fucking hot again.
But you can stay in the water. I would much rather.
Forever?
Yeah, or just like jump in and out.
Be like go to like an outdoor bar or something when it's hot in the summer. No.
Oh, that's what we have to do right now across the board. But no, I do agree with that. But I think...
Top 5 inventions of all time.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, you're putting me on the spot here.
I'll go because I've done this a few times.
Okay. Can I pick the same ones that you do?
Of course. I mean, 5 is 5. Okay. I mean, I will go... I mean, you know, it's tough because you can say things like the automobile. It's like, you know, you need fucking cars.
The airplane.
But I would say, like, for personal, like, just like your day-to-day life and shit.
Okay, day-to-day life.
Air conditioning.
Okay. I agree with that one.
Internet.
Cosine.
TV remote control. What do you mean? You're gonna get up and change the channel?
If you have the internet, you don't have to have that.
I mean, there was a long time where internet and TV were not like the same exact thing.
I know, but now.
But I'm saying of all time.
Oh, I mean, okay, you know,
last 30 years, if every time I wanted to change the channel, I had to get up. Not an option. Not a fucking option.
See, I mean, it's a very important thing. I don't think I'd put it in my top 5.
What would you do with TV without it?
I would just go stand up and change it.
Are you insane?
I mean,
you would get up off the couch every time, like OG days where you were like channel surfing, looking for something. You would just sit there and like turn the dial and then like find something. It's like, oh, maybe I want to watch this. And like 2 minutes in, you're like, oh, wait a minute. This isn't actually that funny. Let me get back up off the couch and change the channel again.
I'm not saying that it would be ideal, but I don't think that I would put it in my top 5. It's like
catastrophic.
I mean, do you take the elevator every time or you take the stairs?
Elevators are way up there.
So that's the thing. It's like, I'll take the stairs if I have the option. So it's like, okay, well, I'll just.
What?
Yeah. I mean,
to what? Like the third floor?
Yeah. Okay. I probably wouldn't go any higher than
so.
Three.
Like
maybe
elevator,
four,
elevator, like, elevator, air conditioner, TV remote,
internet.
Is that 5?
And no,
then
that's 4.
Microwave.
Okay, I'll go. Air conditioning, internet. Is running water one?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, yeah, technically, like plumbing and electricity are like, you know, staples.
I mean, I feel like that's important.
Airplanes.
I would put airplanes
as
probably
automobiles
like,
are like
number one.
You know, for sure. Like mass transit. There's a lot of things that like,
okay,
you know,
so we're taking those out.
But yeah, just like the stuff that you kind of have access to that you would use on a daily basis that, you know, it's more like a
smartphones.
Yeah. That's where with the internet, it's like you could narrow it down. Like I would say that Twitter itself is like the most important thing.
Cell phones. Can you just say cell phones?
Sure.
So cell phones, internet, air conditioning, microwave, and
vibrators.
You know what?
It was going really through your head, wasn't it?
You saw it. You saw it.
I see the wheels spinning. Like, should I say it? I don't
you
know.
You saw it. That is how well you know me at this point. As it was like floating into my brain to say it, you
that
said
that was
it.
Casey being like,
you finished my sentence.
What are my agents going to say? Is anyone from my family listening? What does this do for my image?
No, that
she's
was
just talking about blasting off.
No, it wasn't. I didn't actually take any of those things into consideration. I was like, Casey, there's surely got to be something else that's more important than that. And now, I mean, yeah, you just finished my sentence for
me. I've ranted about this before, but it's such bullshit.
I mean, TVs, I guess. I would just go straight to TV.
TV. That's almost like, you know, when I say the TV remote, I guess I have to say the TV. But yeah, I mean, that's certainly on there.
Damn.
It's such bullshit, by the way, that there's just still such a stigma for men's sex toys. And you can just casually joke about like the most important invention ever is a vibrator. If I were to be here being like, yeah, I need my rubber pussy. People would be like, lock him up, put him in an institution. He's a fucking creep.
Yeah.
Such bullshit. You know,
it is. I mean, it's not in the exact same way, but it's like, we've had the argument about if dudes should be able to wear Spanx or not.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's that same stigma. But I mean, I guess it is just like, you guys can just do more.
Well, that's, you know, like, what it is. I think it's like, we all acknowledge that it's so goddamn hard for you hoes to come that we're like, they need machinery. They need like an invention to help them do this. Whereas with a guy, it's like,
you
can just, you know, you use your hand and you're fine. And you need to go get like a machine or a doll or something. That means you're going the extra mile, but also it's like
the equipment. It's an equipment.
Do you think that'll be destigmatized?
No.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's changing.
I don't feel like that's changed at all.
Yeah. Like as things have gotten more progressive, like certain sex acts and certain things that guys like and are doing now, in the past, you'd be like, that's gay or that's weird. And they're doing that. But sex toys for men, I think, is still like, you're a weirdo.
Yeah, yeah. If you said one of those of your top five inventions, like, it would have been, like, you would have gotten dinged.
For you, it was, first of all, like, real, and second of all, we can just laugh about it. If I were to be like, it's either cars or a rubber machine sex doll or some shit, you'd be like,
I think I'm going to quit this show.
Okay, weirdo.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm not comfortable being in here. No, but I do feel like it's one of those things. Maybe it will change someday. But it's just, that's one of those double standards for girls and guys. There's a lot of them that go both ways. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have the sex toys on our side.
I mean, there's a lot of other shit that you guys get burned on, so we'll give you the sex machinery.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I shall grant that
Thank
to you.
Thank you. I really, like, you guys can just go, like, hook up with whoever you want, and it's no problem. And girls usually get more shamed for that. I do think that's changing. Changed a lot.
I mean, like, just the term slut shaming being a thing now, it means we're acknowledging that, like, you know what, it's tough too, though. It's like, I get it, you shouldn't be shamed for, like, if you just, like, hook up with people, but if you're just, like, a wildly reckless person with sex, I do think there's, I mean, shame is a harsh word, but it's like, I think the same thing with guys. It's like, when, you know, the rumors about, like, Chris D'Elia were like, you know, not only with, like, the underage, like, crime, but it was just like, this dude hooks up with, like, so many people. Like, that, when you hear about somebody having sex with, like, thousands of girls, that makes me go like, oh, geez.
Yeah,
that's fucking.
But about this. Like, if it was a female that had the exact same story, minus the crimes, we'll take the crimes off the table. Like, it would be seen even crazier.
Even crazier. But it's not like there is a, if a girl hooks up with a handful of guys in a weekend or something, it's like, whoa, slut. If a guy does it, no big deal. But when you start to get to high enough numbers, it's weird for everybody.
I agree with that.
Every sex.
I think that's the thing, is where it's like, who's drawing that line of the number? You know?
Yeah. But I also,
I bet Hollywood's got a completely different idea.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Because it's all about, like, what do you have access? Like, what, if it's possible for you, a lot of people who would be like, oh, like, that's crazy. It's like, well, that's because you don't have, you know, anybody who's interested in having sex with you, you know? But I think the reason why there's a difference is because, like, the power of the pussy is the phrase. That's the old adage. Right. And there's really no, like, power of the dick.
No.
So when I think about it, it's like, it's weird, but it's like, you have a an asset, if you will, that you can use like in a way that you can get, you know, what you want or when you're reckless with it, it's kind of like, I just think it's like a bad business decision. It's like, you shouldn't just give that away, because it's like a very coveted, scarce commodity.
Is that what was Kendall Jenner's tweet about that that went super viral? Whenever they were like shaming her for hooking up with all the NBA players, and she quote tweeted it and was like, "I can throw this around wherever I want."
Right.
And it was like, "Whoa, that guy that had to have been photoshopped," but it wasn't. Yeah. Like, and she was like, "No, but
that's what I mean." It's like I can use this, you know, like you can be literally about it and be like, "I can have like a sugar daddy. I can get money. I can like whatever." But it's more just like, you know, if you're trying to date, if you want like a relationship to be a certain way, if you want a certain dynamic, you can utilize it. And if you're just like, whatever, here you go. I'm not saying you should be like shamed for it.
No.
But I do think that's the difference where it's like, guys, you can give out the dick because nobody really cares about it.
Yeah, there's a double standard, but you're also right. Like it's the way our brains are wired. Yeah.
You have the more, your body part is more, it's more powerful. It's like,
well, that's because of your brain though, like, but that's because of your brain.
Yes. But also just like on a basic level, like dicks are, they fire off too early. They can be too small. Like a pussy's kind of a pussy,
but it's
there's
also,
good
but
and
it's
bad,
also,
but it's kind of like, this thing is always going to give you, this is like, it's like Mike Trout. It's like, you're going to get 35 and 100 every fucking year. OPS over 1,000 every year. The dick is like, I don't know. It's going to be pretty up and down.
But I still think that just speaks more to the way that guys think versus the way girls think.
Yeah, probably.
Like, didn't you guys have a hypothetical on either ATI or KFC Radio? Like, if you switched, like, brains, like, what? Like
no,
if-
we did switch spot. We did if girls had guys' body parts and guys. Because this is where Feidelberg gave the infamous Timothy Chalamet answer.
Which was.
It was like.
Ridiculous.
Who do you think would be, you know, better off? Men's brains with girls' bodies or girls' bodies with men's brains?
I think girls' brains is going to win every time, no matter what body part.
Just because what?
Because like
if guys'
brains were in girls' bodies, then they would see guys' bodies the way that you see girls' bodies now.
I guess it's not really more brains and bodies. It's probably more like hormones and shit like that. Like if you girls had the same level of like reckless horniness that guys do. Like
I think that's the difference. I mean, there are definitely girls that do.
Yes, but for the most part, I think you can say, I'm not going to hook up with my ex, fuck this guy from the bar, have a one night stand, whatever it is. I think you guys have a better shot at holding out and being
because
like,
of our. But it's a brain thing.
Yeah, I'm saying whether it's a brain or a hormone or whatever it is. The internal,
so you switch that.
Yeah,
then it's different.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I just think wherever the girls as we have them now,
it's more
brains and hormones land, doesn't matter what body part,
whether
that's
it's
the
brain,
more powerful.
It's self-control. Girls have more self-control.
Yeah, sure.
Again, generally speaking.
Generally, yeah, across the board.
Whereas
maybe.
Guys will be like, you
whatever.
Know, the second you come as a guy, you're like, I can't believe I did this.
Every time?
No. I'm saying when you make a reckless decision,
in the moment you're like,
you know what? It's fine. We'll hook up again. She's fine. She's good. This won't be a problem. And if there is a problem, you know, it's not, if you're happy to hook up or you're in a relationship, it's not. But when the minute you do something questionable, like the second it's out of your body, you're like, oh, what have I done?
But I think that would change if you had a female body, you would feel that way just in a female body. It would make the power go to the penis.
The power of the penis would be very funny.
It would be very funny.
Because also,
I don't even like saying that word, but the double P right there was really.
I mean, there's something that they're a weird. I mean, not exactly like the female body parts are the best to look at up close, but dicks and balls can get weird, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, I mean,
I think YP said it on one of these shows. Oh, you know what is when we were talking about how which cold takes exposed right now about how none of them wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. That take died. So fast.
Can I tell you something?
Oh, no.
That take is back.
That take cannot be back. No, it can't be.
Yes, it is.
You guys still aren't washing your hands?
Yeah.
You know there's a global pandemic about washing your hands?
I know. It's just like it's been going on long enough.
I think you're saying that.
I mean, I know I can only speak for me and John, but I know for a fact that we're back. We're back, baby. Za, you still washing your hands like you were back in like March?
What I will say is the global pandemic to me now is like kind of I forget about it now.
March into April, I mean, I was like every time I went to the bathroom, of course, but just like five times a day. Like right. Anytime I walk by a Purell, anytime I walk by the sink, wash it up.
I just watched you do it when you walked in the radio
and
studio.
I'm not saying I don't ever do it, but it was on my mind for the pandemic. It's not anymore.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There was a time where John wouldn't even like, he wouldn't even touch anything without having hand sanitizer. And now
not
it's
anymore.
Just back. I feel like this is just a you guys thing.
Perhaps, but I have learned over the years the reason why we have any modicum of success in this world is because a lot of people can relate to what we're saying.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. And
put out a Barstool radio poll, say guys only.
And have people call in because last time we did this, we had it for like 3 days. We argued about this. And it was more that you guys faked washing your hands because that makes no sense to me. Like if you're already.
It makes perfect sense.
No, if you're already standing
off.
Okay, but do you still fake it now?
You don't have to dry them off.
You still fake it now or do you just.
I was actually never much of a faker, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I just.
I don't fake it.
I don't. Like I don't understand the faking part.
There were times where, by the way, put the poll out, say, are you still washing your hands as frequently as you did at the start of the pandemic? Does that work?
Well, I think that, okay, to be fair, across the board, that's probably lower. Because like I was washing my hands five times a day too. I'm talking about just the simple fact of like the argument that we all got into about guys not washing their hands in the bathroom. You would think now that that's an old take, cold take exposed, because it's like, well, everybody should be washing their hands more often. And that's a layup, wash your hands situation. You don't even have to think about it. It's not like you have to be like, oh shit, I haven't washed my hands in a couple hours. I should get up and go to a sink and do it. It's like you walk out of a door that has a sink right next to it.
No, just don't do it. And I mean, like I will like, you know, people are like, don't touch your face. Don't touch your eyes. At this point, I'm like, let me rub my eyes. I'll, you know, if I got a hangnail, I'll bite it off. I mean, I'm breaking all the rules now. I'm a bad boy. No, but I just don't. I'm an idiot.
You're dangerous. But I don't think that anybody, unless you're like a super germ freak or like you're still really, really worried about catching it, is washing their hands near as much. I know I'm not. Like I was, my hands were like raw.
Sure. But I'm saying I'm back to like almost where I was. With the exception of the occasional more Purell, sure. If I was in a place I'm not, like I'm at someone else's office or something else, and I see people in a public bathroom, and I thought to myself, like, this is, again, not worried about the cleanliness. I'm more just like, that person's going to see me, and I should wash my hands. Like a social thing.
Shame thing.
Now, like, especially if I'm not here, say I'm in the bathroom at Barstool and someone else walks in, I'll look you dead in the fucking eyes and walk right out with that shit without washing my hands. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, we're just disgusting across the board here. You guys are animals.
Promise you, like, my dick's not that dirty, okay?
No, but it's okay. I do understand that. And I don't know who made the argument. Maybe it was Roan. Somebody made the argument that you should actually, like, just wash your hands beforehand.
It was Ruben, the security guard from the last building.
He said your dick is covered up all day.
So you should actually wash your hands before walking.
I'm touching the subway pole, and then I'm supposed to touch my dick and then wash my hands? No.
That is backwards. But I think it's just a bigger picture thing of everybody knows that washing your hands right now is so important. And listen, I can admit I'm not washing them as much. But if there's a sink next to me
and I
can wash my hands.
It's a convenience thing. It's like the reason why, Casey, you know how easy it is to lift the toilet seat? We don't do that either.
But that makes more sense because you're just not even faking it. If there are still guys right now that are faking washing their hands, knowing that the coronavirus obviously was a big, and that it's just like, you'd still take the time.
If you're going to stand there and turn it on, you might as well do it.
When we had people calling in, there was so many, they would say that they'd motion sensor the water. They would pump soap into the sink and then grab towels or air dry their hands and walk out. And I just don't understand every step.
That's crazy. I would maybe turn it on, you know, maybe get my hands wet. That's it. It's just a time thing.
I will accept that argument. I still think that it's dumb. I'll accept it because it's just really easy to wash your hands.
All the other steps is pretty much you're not even saving time. When people said to wash your hands to the lyrics of Happy Birthday, doing a full Happy Birthday of hand washing
twice.
Yeah,
dude?
I mean that's fucking insanity. That's like the only thing worse than that is brushing your teeth for 2 minutes. You brush your teeth for 2 minutes, you might as well be there for half an hour. It's insane.
Yeah, when you're using like a Quip toothbrush,
which lets you know,
it's like, God, I've been standing here for a really long time.
It's like, I'm supposed to still be on my lower right molars. Come on, guys. I would have been done with the whole thing by now.
But the faking washing your hands, it's like, you're not going to fake brush your teeth. Why are you fake washing your hands?
I know kids.
Like, of kids. Because it's where they're just being stubborn assholes. Though?
It's like, you know, you wet the brush and you put it back and act like you did it.
I remember.
I knew my ex-wife's friend, when she was like older, would go into the bathroom, turn the shower on, and just like sit in the bathroom and not shower. Maybe wet her hair afterwards, whatever, to try to convince her parents she showered. But she just
kid.
But like as like a teenager almost, like not like a kid. Mm.
It's at some point you just learn that showers actually feel really good. So
I never understood that. People who don't like showering.
Showering's great.
It feels great. I mean, maybe if you have a shitty shower, but.
As a kid, I was a no showering guy. I hated showering.
But how old?
So I probably got into, actually, as soon as I hit puberty, that's when I started, you know, taking care of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you need to.
There was one time I went like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks without showering.
And you were just faking it, or did you just refuse?
No. So what happens is it was a time in Zimbabwe's history where we had a lot of power problems. So with no power, your geyser isn't working. So it was like during the winter. And I mean, I'm not trying to take a cold shower.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Fuck.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. That's a good excuse.
I mean, the water was available, but I could heat it up on the stove, but fuck that. Who wants to do that?
Can you imagine living? I mean, when Za tells these stories, I'm like, we just have lived completely different lives.
I'm like, I can't live a millisecond without air conditioning. And Za's like, well, I had to heat up the water.
Trust me,
on this.
I'm with you there now. I can't do it anyway.
Oh, you get used to it. Now, it's amazing how fast you can acclimate to things. Mm-hmm. Like when I go back to Texas, which I rarely do, and it's like 100 and something degrees, I act as if I've never been in before. And I lived my childhood there.
Even with like the phone, it's like, I mean, I'm old enough that like I grew up where, you know, commutes used to suck.
Yeah.
Because you would just sit on the train and just stare. And then if it was a delay or if you're stuck in traffic or whatever, it's like, this sucks. Now a commute means nothing because it's like I would get home and be on my phone. I could just be on the phone on the train.
Right.
But I had a long time of that. And now, but if my phone dies on the train, rather than just being like, all right, I remember how this used to be, I'm like, stop the presses. I'm going to go buy a charger. I'm going to plug it into the fucking outlet on the train. Like, can't happen.
If my phone dies on an airplane and I'm on a broke airplane
the plane down.
Like, you broke airlines. How do you not have fucking electricity at every single seat? Because I mean,
crash it into a mountain.
Like, it's a panic. Like, I'll start like getting rid of all my apps, turning the lights down. I'm like, what am I going to do sitting on this airplane?
Like, closing your tabs, like that matters.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't matter. Doing whatever I can. I will say, I really realized how sad this is. So when you get your eyelashes done, which again, I'm sure guys get them done too, but
no, they don't.
This is maybe not, but your eyes are closed, right? For like an hour, hour and a half, however long it takes.
That's crazy. That's boring.
Well, I listen to podcasts. Yeah, I listen to music. There was one time where, and so of course, like, and this is just bougie New York, but pre-pandemic, they would also give you hand and feet massages while you were getting your eyelashes done. So it's beautiful.
So that's good because you can just close your eyes.
Well, it's awesome. But like, I would still want to listen to something. Mm-hmm. And she accidentally hit the top of my phone that was like sitting on my stomach or my chest. Mm-hmm. And it stopped the podcast. And it was like very early into the situation. And you can't say anything because your eyes have to be closed. And I sat there in silence.
Can you be like,
you can't open them.
But you could say like, oh my. I guess you'd have to ask her to like turn it on.
Yeah. It's just like she just knocked it. Like, I don't know, like if it just pressed pause, if it, whatever. And I just, my podcast stopped and it was sheer panic. And I was like, Casey, you have to just lay here for an hour and get your eyelashes done.
How funny is that though? Like, you're doing probably the most extra unnecessary thing in the world to be.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting your eyelashes done.
For sure.
And then you need to be entertained while doing it. It's just the embodiment of how like spoiled we are as a
culture.
It's
ridiculous. Right. I mean, granted, then if you get like a back massage, I don't want any music or anything other than like the nice little spa sounds.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, like when I got up after an hour of just sitting there in my thoughts, like, this is the most pathetic thing ever. You couldn't go an hour.
You should do more of that. Probably. It's like almost like meditation. You know what I mean?
But I mean, I like sleep with the TV on. Mm-hmm. Like
always have stimulation.
Yeah.
Especially with the vibrator. let's go to some of the calls before the break here. We're talking inventions.
We've covered an array of topics here.
Yeah, we really have. We packed it into the first half hour. Let's go to Mike from California. What's up, Mike?
Lover boy, what's good?
How are you, man?
Hanging in there, doing a lot better than you. I got power.
Hey, I mean, no, I'm good too. Clem is the one you got to send your prayers to.
Oh, I feel bad for her. Yeah. Thoughts and prayers. Casey, first of all, no one wants to take the stairs over the fucking elevator.
No one.
That's a crazy take.
There are a lot of people at Barstool that do.
I mean, I do it We go up one flight of stairs.
Right, but even at the old office.
Yeah.
I capped it off at like three or four.
If it's three, if it's above two, no shot.
I did it at the old office.
I have a choice.
Trust me, I'm not saying that a mass amount of people would want to go up like four or five flights, but there are a lot of people.
You didn't have it in your top five, did you?
What? Elevators? No.
Yeah.
I mean, but what if it's, above
the
third?
Wouldn't exist without elevators.
What if you went
I mean, obviously it's a really important, it's an important invention, but it's not in my top five. I mean, I'm not discrediting how important elevators are.
It really actually is like it's a huge invention, and actually air conditioning and elevators go hand in hand because it used to be like if you were going to build up, you needed an elevator, obviously, to go above like the fourth or fifth floor.
Right.
But also, as you got higher, it was hot as fuck. You couldn't live on the 30th floor if there was no air conditioning. So kind of like AC went hand in hand with elevators in order to create skyscrapers, which allowed like cities to exist. So those are actually like imperative to like the modern world as we know it.
But I would still say air conditioning is more important to me than an elevator.
As long as
if I had to, but
if you made that your choice, if that was not one of your inventions allowed, you could just like never go above like the fourth
floor. Well, that would change things. Or I would just take, I feel like I would much rather live in a situation where I have to walk up 10 flights of stairs every day than not have air conditioning. I mean, I would, if you said you can either have air conditioning
like
or you have to,
right. Constant thing versus like a, but like, I mean, 10 fucking stories.
It would suck. But you know what else would suck? Living like, in anywhere in 90 to 100 degree weather and sweating
but
your ass off every night.
That's why I think they both got to be on there. I mean, what if you have groceries, you have furniture, you have things you got to get up.
I completely agree. And I have friends who have walk up places in New York that every time I go, I think to myself, like, thank God I have an elevator in my building. I live on the second floor of my building. I take the stairs, but when I want to go to the rooftop, 27 floors, I'm not taking the fucking stairs.
I mean, I knew guys who lived on a 6-story walk up, which I think is like legally like the limit. I don't think you can make people walk up like 7 stories, but they used to like, you know, take a girl home and they would not tell them deliberately. And then they get to the apartment.
That sucks.
And you're drunk and it's
absolutely
late and it's like, we got to go up. And they wouldn't tell them. And you're on like the third story and the fourth story. And eventually they'd be like, wait a minute. It's like, yeah, we got two more to go, babe. Sorry.
But,
Casey, what about all the rooftop pools you visit?
We're acting as if I said I don't want elevators to exist. I just didn't put it in my top five.
But that's what I mean. But all the things you love, you could not do. It's got to be in your top five.
Okay, so of my top five, and I said TV, cell phone, internet, air conditioning, and microwave, those five things are way more important to me than an elevator. If I had to give up one of those things and take the elevator,
I think you could give up a microwave.
Microwave, 100% give
up. I mean, how much you can order takeout, you can cook in other ways.
Yeah, I guess so. But I again, elevator's extremely important, and I understand that. But you can actually still get to the top of things a different way. If you don't have a microwave, you can't cook food the same way. It's not as fun to take the stairs, but you can still get up to the top. If you just don't have a microwave, an oven. If you want to cook a sweet potato, it takes 5 minutes in the microwave.
Potato.
You got to go an hour and a half. You got to go an hour and a half in the fucking oven.
How long would it take me to climb 40 flights of stairs?
What about, I'm picturing Casey like scaling a building with like those suction cups on the windows.
Yeah. Like, you know, elevators, extremely important. I still don't think they're in my top five. And I mean, yes, the rooftop pools thing, that's a great argument, but here's
to large buildings.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Dallas. It's not like I'm from like the fucking Boons. You've seen plenty of skyscrapers in my life. And now I live in New York. So whatever. But I will say, too, though, if there were no elevators, every girl's ass would look way better
because that's good.
My cardio when I go to the gym, RIP, is just walking hundreds of flights of stairs.
Yeah, you could just
so you
do
guys
that
are acting
at,
like, yeah, like if I had to just do that in real life, like I go 30 minutes walking flights of stairs at the gym. So, elevator, not in my top five.
Let's hit a break. Thank you for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. We got a few more on the line. Nicole, Taylor, Kevin, everybody hang on when we come back after the break.
That was
we'll
a great
get to
point
you guys.
By me. Why it took so long to get to that point, but that was a good one.
833-85-STOOL if you want to get involved. Come on back. We'll take your calls on CCK.
Come on. I wouldn't change you if I could. I wouldn't change you if I could.
Check out the Viva line right now at the Barstool Sports Store. We got all the latest trends for your gear. Tie-dye has been the big hit this year, and so I jumped on board, but I did it my way. You know, I'm a little bit older. I can't be wearing these crazy bright colors. I can't be looking like some young TikTok kid, but I do want to keep current. I do want to be on trend. So what did I do? I made it like perfect in between for us. For the people like me, I did black and white. That's how I do it on Viva. You know, it's just like black, like my heart, gray and white, like normal clothes. But you put it onto the quilted hoodie and you don't have to worry about, you know, big, bright colors and not dressing your age. So go get the quilted hoodie, black and white. We've also got the colorful stuff for the younger gang and for the girls. We've got matching shorts, matching pants. We got a new windbreaker. We've got a new zip-up jacket with the Braille Viva logo. We got a lot cooking at the Barstool Sports Store. So go to Viva at store.barstoolsports.com.
Please rise for the singing of our national anthem.
The fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.
Look at you, Zah. What a choice.
What a Wednesday
so
vibe.
I was thinking, I had two pulled up from this album. Uh-huh. I don't know if you heard of the other one, the Thicky Thick Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Thick Girl, so is it a thick girl?
Legend. 833-85-STOOL is the phone number. Let's get to it. We got Nicole from Boston online. What's up, Nicole?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, it's good.
So I saw on Twitter the Am I the Asshole video about this guy with his toys, and there is no way that anyone besides this guy is safe. Like,
this Am I the Asshole, it's going to be on KC Radio. I just did it with our new intern, Alyssa. This guy, 20-something couple. They didn't specify exactly how old. I wish they did because I think that matters. But 20-something, baby on the way. He has figurines that he plays with. He's not like a collector. He has a whole bunch of them. And like at night, she hears him being like, pew, 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 like talking and crashing and like playing with them. And she doesn't like it. She told him to stop. He was like, this is the only thing I like. This is my hobby. Why do I have to stop? She had his father came over and just like ripped them all out, put them in a bag and threw them out and said, like, grow the fuck up. So that's what Nicole was talking about here. What were you saying, Nicole?
So they don't understand, like, that this is probably so therapeutic for him, like, mm-hmm. calms him down after a long day, like, makes him happy. It's his own way. Some people play video games. Some people work out. Like, this was this guy's, like,
it's his thing. Like, it's his comfort. Little thing. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You were smirking. Why are you smirking? Do you, like, know a guy or something? Casey had a look on her face that was like, yeah, I've, like, dumped a guy for the same reason.
No. I had a girlfriend who, now, he wasn't, like, making, like, the pew, pew sounds. Like, I had a girlfriend that was, like, her husband would just like not give up. Like, they were like maybe baseball cards or something like that. And she just, and my whole thing with it is if it's not hurting you, why do you care?
Yeah.
So just let him do it.
Right. I definitely think it's kind of straight out of like 40-year-old virgin. Now he was collecting them, but, he had that moment where in the movie, Steve Carell breaks down. He's like, I like it. Like, these are my things and I don't want to sell them. You're making me do this. Like, fucking stop. And I get that this is a little bit extreme where he's like,
that's
making the noise.
That's
help
the thing.
Me. You save me. I'm the bad guy. Like all that shit. It's definitely a little bit quirky, but I honestly,
it's not hurting you or the marriage. Then just let it happen.
This all goes into a bigger discussion. And I'm waiting to the right point in my life and my career to like one day write this blog or podcast or fucking book at this point. But I think this all goes into a bigger discussion of like what men are like expected to do and expected to be. And if you break that norm or you do something that's considered like not masculine or not adult or whatever, that you're like the weirdo and that you're like a child. And it's like, I don't know. I can't think of an equivalent, but like, if a girl did something particularly girly, if she had...
I have an equivalent that makes sense.
What?
So it's like maybe not like the toys thing, but how many times do you hear wives or girlfriends throwing out guys' clothes that they don't like?
Mm-hmm.
Like cargo shorts. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of cargo shorts, but guess what?
Do that to
but
a girl.
Like, if you went into a girl's closet and said, I don't like the way this dress looks on you and
you
threw it away.
When you wear this. Like,
oh my God.
Or like
and that's,
you have too many shoes. You have too many bags.
Yes.
Or you have too many like tchotchkes around the house and like, shit.
That's a big double standard.
Big time.
Girls would be so fucking mad. the way that I would deal with it, and I've had like boyfriends when I was in my younger 20s that like I didn't like the way they dressed. Instead of throwing the things out, just get them new stuff, and then they realize how much better
honestly,
they look in it.
But even that, I get it. But like if a guy came home and it was like, here's like a tight ass dress that I think you look good in and you should start dressing this way.
I would like that.
It would be a fiasco for a lot of girls. It would be a problem.
It would depend. I mean, it would depend on like getting a guy like a different pair, like shorts without cargo pockets is different than coming home with like basically like lingerie and being like, I want you to wear this all the time.
Yeah. But okay. But if a guy was just like you're wearing leggings and a crop top again, like you should dress this way. You'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. But if that's why you have to play the mind games. That's what you do is you then like if he came home and like brought me something that would look good on me and like, hey, I got you this. And then I tried it on and I was like, oh, this does look good on me. That's the mind game that you play.
For sure.
Like I've had friends who have like literally gone in and just thrown out their guy's clothing. And I'm like, if they did that to you, it would be World War III.
Even if like if you came downstairs, like, all right, it's time to go. If a guy comes downstairs and he's like a little underdressed or not, if you don't like what he's wearing. And maybe not underdressed because like certain dress codes you have to meet. But if it's just like the color that doesn't match or whatever, a guy comes downstairs, a girl can kind of be like, oh, you're wearing that. And then it's like, all right, let me go change. If you do that to a girl when she like put in effort and tried and put something on and came downstairs and you're just like, I don't like that. It would be considered like abusive.
It's another double standard.
I know.
Yeah, sure.
But it's more than like a double standard of just like. Like, I really believe it's like a problem with guys where there's been a couple memes floating around recently where it's like a cartoon and it's like a girl is having stressful anxiety issues and the next frame of the cartoon is her getting help and people like doctors helping her and shit. And then for the guys, it just says like, be a man. And it's like we're supposed to be in like the modern world.
I think that's changing a lot, though.
I think it's kind of, but I don't think it really is. I think that
maybe I just, like, I mean, I know for me, like if my guy friends are like talking about like mental health stuff, I'm like, here, see a therapist right away.
But I mean like the idea of like, we're supposed to be a new modern man, which means you are like, women are your equal. They can be the breadwinner. You can be at home. You have to be in touch with your mental and emotional side, all that shit. But then like if push comes to shove, there will be a like, you need to man up. Like you need to provide or you need to like stop complaining or whatever. And it's like, again, I don't think I get it. You can really tell your wife or your girlfriend, like fucking sack up and
definitely not.
Like, again, you're almost like, that would be like mentally abusive. And for guys, it's like the amount of times wherever I've been in a situation, thanks for the call, Nicole.
I actually just thought of an equivalent with the toys, but
go ahead. What is it? Yeah. I was just going to say that, like, wait. I've definitely been hit with like the man up, dude. Like you know, you're not handling this well. Like, you know, be a man about it. And it's like, I'm trying my best here. I don't know. You're trying, and
I do think like with the mental health stigma too, it depends on where you are in the country. Because down south, it's like, and that's not completely true. And obviously, like it's 2020, so things have changed.
Well, I even said on Case Radio, I said, it shouldn't be the case, but worrying about like your mental health is kind of a luxury. Like if you're fucking homeless, you are living in like a war torn area or whatever, it's about like survival. We don't have time to worry about your anxiety. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of like you're lucky enough to get to focus on this, but it really shouldn't be. It should take priority.
Absolutely.
It should be at the front of the list. But I do understand where it's like, you know, I could see, I guarantee there were probably people who were going through mental health issues and then the pandemic hit and it was like, well, sorry, you got to stay home because we might fucking die. And I'm sure those people were like, all right, like I'll figure it out. So I do think that it's a little bit of a, you know, a bonus, if you will, but it really shouldn't be.
It should absolutely be
front of the fucking list.
It absolutely should be.
Yeah.
But my equivalent to the figurines would be like, what if a girl was playing with Barbie dolls every night?
I mean, I do think that would be weird.
It would be weird.
A doll collection.
But like, it would be, or like, so I never was an American Girl doll person. My sister was. Like, if my sister at 28 years old was playing with her American Girl dolls all night and she was married and like her husband was like, dude, I think this is weird. That's one thing. That's why I think another reason I was smirking too is like with the am I the asshole question. At first I was like, that's fucking weird. Like, why is this guy doing this? But then there's the line of where she like threw them away and like took away. It's like, no, that's where
it's weird.
It's weird.
There's no denying that. But I just think
throwing away his things,
especially I can't really speak from a, for girls, but from a guy's point of view, as you get older and you're not able to, like, you're not playing in a sports league anymore. That's like kind of out the window. Sure, you can do men's league shit, but it's pretty much out the window. You stop going out and partying because you're just older, hangovers, responsibilities, whatever. A lot of people play video games, but like some people aren't the gamer type. It's like, my point is that it just gets to a point where it's like, I don't have anything else. And I feel like girls are better at about like maybe hobbies or interests where it's like, girls are worried about like the home. They're going to interior decorate and they want to buy those things and they're into fashion more. So they have their clothes and their shoes and their bags and they find other kind of outlets. And guys just don't fucking really have that many other than like watching sports
and working
out.
That's
why golf is such a big thing.
Yeah, for sure.
You get away and I think golf is so interesting to me because I wasn't a golfer and I'm almost jealous of people who are, because I remember watching all my guy friends who were golfers would be like, we're going away for the weekend. And the girlfriends would all be like, okay, it's time to go golfing. And if it were like, but for me, like I didn't have that. So if I was just to be like, I'm going away for the weekend and we're like going to the bar, it'd be like, no, you're fucking not. Like,
that
you know what I mean?
So different.
But girl, and spoiler alert, girls, like that's what they're doing. They're going,
oh yeah,
drinking,
I don't know for sure. But
just having fun.
It's the...
But if it's not golfing or fishing or some sort of facade, if you just said like, I am leaving for 72 hours to just do whatever I want. Like, no, you are not.
I actually recently had this conversation with my friend who lives in California, and she and her like serious longtime boyfriend moved to a different part of the OC and he joined a country club. And she was like, he used to golf randomly, but she's like, he's at the golf course like four times a week and he comes home shit faced every time. And she's like, I don't care that he's going to the golf course, but when he goes to the golf course, he comes home shit faced. So it is like a cause and effect, because it's like, all right, fine, go golf with your boys all day. But I don't want to deal with wasted every single
like
night either.
That's like an abuse of, like, you can't come home shit-faced. You got to, like, be like, she's giving you the slack, so don't come home being like a drunk bull in a china shop.
But at the same
time, that's the point.
But that's the point of golfing, though.
If I could go back in time, and this is a piece of advice I give to every young guy now, take up golf, because it is this weird hall pass where girls just accept that golf happens. And there's really nothing you can kind of do about it.
Nothing.
But
I think it's because it's a physical activity. Like I think that's maybe, I mean, granted, I have never, first of all, I've not played a whole lot of golf. Grew up on a golf course, never played a full 18 holes until like a year or so ago. But I've never even thought about the fact that somebody would go out on a golf course and not be drinking. And I know that happens. I get that. I know there are people that do it for like walk the course, whatever, but that's kind of the whole point, is to like play a sport and be leisurely with it and have a good time and drink. So anybody I've ever dated, it's like, hey, we're going on a golf trip. Like, yeah, you're just going to get drunk for a couple days on a golf course. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
That's really all it is.
But it's a physical activity.
But there are, like
camping is another, it's like, oh, we're going to go like bro camp. It's like, okay, well, I know what you're going to do. You're going to go set up a tent. And then you're just going to drink 45 beers
every
night.
But it's allowed.
But it's not like,
thing.
Okay, we're going to go on like a bar crawl this weekend. Like, see you later.
It would never be allowed.
For some reason.
Start it now. Because I do think with golf, it's like, I've been doing this like my whole life. Mm. I'm getting better. It's a goal of mine. It feels like it's a thing that you're like stopping them from doing, where it's like, you could go to the bar or not go to the bar. But if you don't golf and you started it and you did it with your dad and you're trying to become, you know, this handicap, that handicap.
But even
I don't know why.
Like, I
don't know why it is.
But
you just get grandfathered in. So I don't care if you don't like golf.
Just golf.
Start golfing now.
Even if you stink.
So that when you are married or whatever, you could be like, I've been doing this for 10, 15 years. I'm not going to stop.
Or it's a stress reliever.
Mm-hmm. Whatever fucking lie
whatever,
you want to tell.
Whatever it is, just go do it.
Yeah.
But it is. It's like, you know, whenever when PETA does like, where do you draw the line on which animals can you eat?
Yeah,
and like
somebody
like spray paints like between the cow and the horse.
Yep.
Like it really is like that with guys' weekends. It's like, all right, so if you're telling me you're going to go like camping, okay. But you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to go pub crawl in like Scottsdale, Arizona. It's
not
like,
allowed.
What?
Nope,
I would draw that. I mean, granted, like I'm one of those people and we've had this conversation before. Like I'm okay with that because that means I get to go do my own thing.
Right. But I think, you know, it's
like, I love guys' weekends.
More the exception than the rule, where girls are like, they want to spend their weekend with their man and their time alone is not valued the same way. So it's like, no, you can't go do that. But golf is
Golf is the way to get around it.
Jake Paul is in some shit right now.
What
Jake,
just happened?
The FBI is raiding his house.
What?
And they're walking out with like,
did you see what
major
they
firearms?
Out
yeah, like walking like out with like
military grade,
like AR,
automatic. Yeah, I mean, yeah. like I mean, I don't know my guns that well, but we're talking like big old shotguns, like and big old automatic weapons and shit. So, authorities have seized multiple firearms from the Calabasas home of YouTube star Jake Paul after they served a search warrant. So they had a reason to go in there. The nature of the case is not yet disclosed. So we'll wait for more details on that.
Yikes.
Jake, I love Logan Paul. I love Logan Paul. I think he is great. I think he's smart. I think that he's gone through some shit, so he has perspective, as much perspective as you can have being like a 24-year-old millionaire who's basically always been, since his adult life, has been like famous. Obviously, you're not going to get the perspective of, you know, someone who's like lived on the streets and gone through tough times. But within his world, he's gone through being canceled and coming back, and he's talking about mental health, and he's talking about professional success, and he goes deep on it.
He had Carl Lentz on his podcast.
Yeah, that's all it takes. As long as you talk to Carl, you're good.
You got Carl. You're good in my book.
I think he's great. I haven't really seen Jake Paul come around the same way like his brother has, where I think Jake is still more of like a defiant, I'm famous, I'm rich sort of like superstar.
And now he's getting raided by the FBI.
I don't know what what appeared to be multiple firearms were found scattered throughout the property, including what looked like a long gun propped up against the hot tub. It looks like a fucking sniper rifle, which I don't know. These guys are doing vlogs and shit. Maybe they're like, yo, we look at these fucking guns we're firing off. I don't know what the reason is, but I don't ever think anybody needs a fucking artillery.
He was in trouble like a week or two ago, too. He threw a party. He threw a party at his place, and the shit went viral.
And he was running through some of the malls during the looting. He said he wasn't looting, but he was just doing it for like the footage. But he's always at the center of controversy, and you know.
And somebody called the FBI on him.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Let's go to our boy Taylor in Long Island. What's up, T?
What's up, guys? You guys talking about best inventions? I have three, and I'm using them all right now. The internet, watching Sopranos. Medicine. I took a Zyrtex. I'm blowing up like a fucking tick. And then the AC is the best thing on the planet. And if I didn't have those three, it'd be pretty miserable.
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely say, you know, like fucking stumbling upon penicillin, like save the world.
Yeah.
There's obviously a ton of shit like that. But as far as the what makes my life easy and enjoyable,
I mean, medicine for some people would be up there. If you have allergies.
Thanks for the call, T.
Really bad.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have EpiPens and all, you know, all that kind of shit. Let's squeeze in a couple more here. Troy from Chicago, what do you got on our golf loophole?
Hey, so I think the reason that, personally, at least my girlfriend's okay with me going golfing and stuff like that, as opposed to, just going out to the bar, is the, at least, I guess, illusion, whatever you want to call it, that there's not, like, other women there, and he's, like, not going to cheat, you know?
That's true. It's definitely a boy's thing.
Yeah.
No doubt. That is incredibly important as well, but also
that's definitely in the forefront of people's minds now that I think about it.
It's also like, you know, it's the time spent together element. It's like if you picked out something else that was guy oriented,
but
all those things, I guess that's it, because fishing and camping and all that shit usually is with all other guys.
And if you're gonna go golfing, it's like you're gonna play with three other dudes. You're gonna have a foursome. You're not going to be at a bar watching sports where there could be like really hot girls there. Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. What was his name?
Troy from Chicago. I guess if it was like if your boyfriend was like he doesn't go to a country club and golf, but he goes and he does like Zog sports and he plays kickball.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's like a co-ed thing and they go to the bar afterwards. I bet you girls would have a problem with that.
Or they would try to join
like,
the team.
Mm-hmm. Especially they'd be like, why can't I be on your team with you?
Oh, for sure.
And then it's like, because I would rather kill myself.
And because you stink at it. just let it, I'm not married. I don't want to get married, whatever. So like maybe it changes when you get married. I just would think that if your dude wants to be happy and he wants to go on a boys trip. Now it'd be different if it was like every single weekend. He's like, I'm going to go hang out with my boys.
Yeah, so that's what guys do with golfing. I know guys who go golfing every fucking weekend and golfing
and coming home and stuff is different. Like if it's like, I'm going to like a golf trip every single weekend. I'm like, all right, no, you're not. But like, let them do things to make them happy, because then guess what? Your life is better.
Isn't it crazy?
I don't understand.
Have to say that.
Don't throw away his figurines.
As a word of advice, like, let your boyfriend do things that make him happy.
As long as it's
that
not endangering
just be him. Fucking
right.
Standard.
Like the toys thing. It's like, it's not hurting you. It's not hurting your marriage. It's annoying and it's weird, but it's fine. Like if it starts hindering your relationship, all right, it's a bigger conversation.
But that's
if
the thing, it's just girls will convince themselves. It's, you know, this girl just, was like, well, I need the space for the baby's room and we need more money so you could sell him. Like, no, 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 no. You just don't like that he's being weird. That's the problem.
Yeah,
you come up with
it is weird. It is weird, but
you just don't like it.
If he threw away,
it's a threat to our family.
If he threw away all of your shoes,
you would freak.
You would freak the fuck out.
You said, "Well, I need more room for the. You can get more money for selling it, and we can have room for the crib." No,
and guess what? I bet shoes. I bet you could get a lot more money for shoes than some of those figurines.
I mean,
get some Louboutins. Sell those babies.
All right, calm down, cocky. Let's relax. All right, that's it for us. Barstool Chicago's up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Maybe we'll get the Rocket back in the mix. Until then, stay hot.